Welcome to Salad with a Side of Fries. I'm your host, Jen Trepik, talking wellness and weight loss for real life. We're here to clear up the myths, misinformation, bad science, and marketing to teach you how to eat and how to cheat. Are you ready? I'm having salad with a side of fries. This week, we're talking about Brazil nuts. So I received an email not too long ago that was talking all about Brazil nuts, and it reminded me that my dad actually eats 2 Brazil nuts every day and has for years.
Wait, just two?
Yeah, I got you. So I was like, oh, we should do a nutrition nugget. So I called my dad. He has no idea where he read it. It was years and years ago. But of course, you know, I gathered all the info for us. So the bottom line is that they are packed with micronutrients, particularly those which support metabolic health. So that's why I think, you know, they're particularly interesting, you know, for us. So maybe you've seen them or maybe you just never even recognize them. They are large. They are like sort of like a long oval. Some people will describe them as like a slightly triangular oval shape.
They look like an orange segment.
Yeah. So they're a tree nut native to South America, particularly the Amazon. And they're pretty mild in flavor. They have a pretty like creamy texture. They are not new. In fact, native South American tribes use them medicinally, which is interesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right? So looking at the nutrition, these numbers are for 1 ounce of Brazil nuts. Now, the caveat to this is that each Brazil nut is about 5 grams, right? So the recommended serving size is 1 to 2 Brazil nuts. So with that understanding, they're in and out. So 1 ounce is like 28 grams. Right. So our serving size of 1 to 2, if each one is 5 grams, we're like a little less than half of this in that one serving. Okay. 187 calories, 4.1 grams of protein, 19 grams of fat, 2.1 grams of fiber, 988% of the reference daily intake of selenium, 55% of the RDI of copper, 33% of the magnesium, 30% of the RDI of phosphorus, 17% of the RDI of manganese, 10.5% of the RDI of zinc, 16% of the RDI of thiamine, 11% of the RDI of vitamin E. So that big one, right? Almost 1,000% of the recommended daily intake of selenium. So each Brazil nut gives us about 96 micrograms, so 175% of the RDI. Most other nuts, for comparison, provide less than like 1 microgram.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Right. So there were also a lot of other like micronutrients in that list with relatively high numbers to what we often talk about. Like, so magnesium, copper, zinc. The thing about this is that we have to remember the exact amount of these nutrients can vary depending on climate and soil. So we can think about it relatively from nut to nut, but even within Brazil nuts, there's going to be variation. Now, there is quite a bit of fat, but just like nuts, Brazil nuts are an excellent source of the healthful fats that we're looking for. Over a third are polyunsaturated fatty acids, one of the types of fat that's shown to benefit heart health. So there was one study that looked at obese people with selenium deficiency who were undergoing treatment for kidney disease. Very specific population.
Yeah.
So they found that eating Brazil nuts, participants who were getting 290 micrograms of selenium daily for 8 weeks significantly increased their HDL, the good cholesterol levels, which may decrease their risk of heart disease overall. A different study over 16 weeks saw obese teenagers who ate 15 to 25 grams of Brazil nuts per day had improved blood vessel function and reduced LDL and triglyceride levels.
Wow.
Right. I mean, we need more research, right? But there is a definite connection, it seems, between nuts and heart health and Brazil nuts and heart health at that.
Your dad's so smart.
Right. Well, he read it somewhere and then did what he was told, right? So this brings us to why we might want to eat them, right? So we talked about the cardiovascular disease. There's also some research around inflammation. Inflammation can also lead to heart disease, metabolic dysfunction, and, you know, basically all symptoms, illness,
everything.
And disease. Yeah. And you guys know I say this all the time, protein and fiber, right? Brazil nuts are packed with both. So selenium then is the second of those micronutrients that it had a ton of. And a lot of people haven't really heard of selenium, don't really know what it is or why it's important. So selenium is a trace element that is critical for thyroid, and it influences your immune system and cell growth. Studies show higher levels of selenium are connected to enhanced immune function, better outcomes for cancer, infections, infertility, pregnancy, heart disease, and mood disorders. And then selenium deficiency is pretty rare around the world, but we do see suboptimal selenium status in people throughout Europe, the UK, and the Middle East. So Brazil nuts are potentially our best source of selenium among the plant-based food sources. So there was a study in 60 people that found that eating 2 Brazil nuts per day was as effective as taking a selenium supplement at raising selenium levels.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'd much rather get it from a food form.
Yes.
Right. Selenium also works in our system as an antioxidant, or it works in the antioxidant pathways and impacts reproduction, thyroid hormone, metabolism, DNA synthesis, immunity. So selenium gets incorporated into specific proteins in the body and becomes part of the structure of that protein called selenoproteins, which are important antioxidant enzymes. So these selenoproteins then perform functions in the body. So all around, we're fighting inflammation as antioxidants and these, I'm probably saying it wrong, but I'm calling them selenoproteins. And then there's also some evidence that it even helps when the selenium also has vitamin E and other phenols, you know, with it. There's just more research here on, you know, the inflammation and things like that. And then for the thyroid stuff, because I think this is particularly interesting, selenium concentration is higher in the thyroid than any other organ. Selenium is required for the production of the thyroid hormone T3 and proteins that protect the thyroid from damage. So low selenium can lead to cellular damage, reduced thyroid activity, and autoimmune disorders like Hashimoto's thyroiditis or Graves' disease also. It may also increase the risk of thyroid cancer. So simply having one Brazil nut each day should deliver enough selenium to maintain proper thyroid function, according to most of the research. There's also some conversation that selenium is important for glucose metabolism. So in animal studies, selenium acts as an insulin mimetic. So that means that it sort of helps facilitate the processing of glucose into tissues like insulin does for either storage or energy use. And then we know too, glucose metabolism is important for cardiovascular health. So we're sort of like coming full circle, right?
Right. <Yeah. laughs>
And then there's a bunch of research connecting it also to mental health, mental function, you know, helping prevent against neurodegenerative diseases. So really interesting stuff there too. All right. We want to try them, right? Most of these studies show.
I was about to ask that.
Right. Most of these studies show 1 to 2 a day is plenty.
Right. Can people overdo it though?
Yeah, because I think there is sort of, you know, I don't know that we need 1,000% of on a daily basis.
Well, there's only so
much
we can absorb anyway.
Right.
So.
And then you end up with two. They are still high in fat, right? Even though it's quality fat, we want to sort of balance that out
with
everything.
Which means it's also high in calories.
Right. Again, the studies are saying 1 to 2 a day is plenty. It's like the low, slow, consistent seems to be more effective unless you're working under the care of a very attentive healthcare provider who's saying, you know, start at a higher dose for a shorter period of time, right? There's sort of two different approaches if you're looking to treat something. If you live a truly vegan or vegetarian lifestyle, you may be selenium deficient, so this might be even more appealing for you. Brazil nuts are a case of more is really not more because there is a toxicity concern, like the potential cause of other diseases if you have too many. So like we said, just stick to like 1 to 3 a day. When you're buying them, make sure they're white under the brown skin. Because of their fat content, they can go rancid pretty quickly. So also double check the package you have at home before eating them. If they're unshelled, keep them in an airtight container in the fridge or the freezer, and they'll last a bit longer. Like could be like 1 year in the fridge or 2 years in the freezer. So you could add them, like we said, just grab 1 or 2 to any, add it to a meal or a snack. You can add them to a trail mix or throw them into a smoothie. You could make them into like a nut butter if you wanted to make your own. But again, you know, like do probably mostly almonds and then just add a couple of the Brazil nuts into it. even, you know, smash them up, make it smaller, throw them on top of a salad or a vegetable side dish kind of a thing. You could even add them if you want nuts in like cookies or muffins or something like that. You can eat them raw, blanched, roasted, whatever, all good there. So, of course, all of this is to say, assuming you're not allergic to tree nuts, right? So, there we have it. That's the Brazil nuts. Anything to add or any questions?
No, it's just, I mean, I love all of your nutrition nuggets. Like, I look forward to them because I learned so much from
well,
it,
thanks.
Which is great. I think it's great to know what to look for. And, you know, if you have any recommendations on brands or anything, it's always good to hear.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know off the top of my head specifically Brazil nuts, but I would say source from the Amazon, right? Source from South America. And then, you know.
Oh, not Amazon sure. the site. Got it.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I feel like the Brazil nuts are always in the mixed nuts that you
yes.
have around the holidays with a nutcracker.
Yeah.
They're always in there, aren't they? Yeah.
I feel like most people have had them and they just don't realize it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Chad, Amy, thank you again for being here, for joining us and sharing all your fitness expertise.
Oh my God. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yes. I appreciate you guys. So as always, everybody, I'm your host, Jen Trepik. Connect with me on Instagram or really all social media. I'm at Jen Trepik, JenTrepeck. Website is asaladwithasideoffries.com. Send us a message. I love nothing more than hearing from you. And this is also the easiest way to learn more about working with me as your health coach. This is also your personal invitation to become a member. So go to glow.fm/saladwithasideoffries. Doing so supports this podcast and this community, but most of all, it supports your health. You'll get this week's recipe for the crunchy greens with carrot ginger dressing. So until next week, remember, when it comes to fitness and activity, we can get all in the weeds about all the details and the recommendations, but don't get caught up, right? The most important thing is just to, as one of my mentors used to say, move your mass. Well, friends, that's it for today's episode of Salad with a Side of Fries. Congratulations for making yourself and your health a priority. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to click subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast platform. Share us with a friend, and we'll be back next week. Always remember, you deserve it, and you are worth it. Happy healthy.